Brain.fm is a science-backed platform that delivers entrainment via music that helps you focus, relax, and meditate. Keep listening to this episode for a special offer just for listeners of Rethinking Podcasting, and thanks to Brain.fm for their support of this show.
This is a voice note with Matt.
Yeah.
I will change the intro soon, don't worry. But hey, another voice note from me. I just caught an episode of Brianna Anseldo's, I think it's called Pump Up Your Pod on audio, but it's a video that she releases on her channel, Bambi Media. And I just wanted to use this, my platform, to respond to a few of these things. And if you're listening to this as a podcasting professional or an editor, I really think you should go and have a look at this video. Go and look in the show notes. Bambi Media and Brianna have been doing an amazing amount of work. It's from the outside, she looks like a superstar, and having gone in for a business consult with her last year when I was thinking about making a podcast editor agency, what she told me about the way that her business is structured as advice for me is unbelievable. Like, the way that she runs stuff is just spectacular. And the video that I'm talking about in the show notes is her wrap-up of 2024 and what the businesses look like, what was good, what was bad, and where she wants to go, the things that changed that made things better, and where 2025 might take her. And you should look at her other content too. If you're a podcasting professional, then she is a good person to know. And she's got that Australian accent that I know you Americans all love. So jump on board with that and give it a look. And then if you want to watch that first and then come back and have a listen, the things that I wanted to mention, first of all, is that she mentioned that she doesn't have a goal for 2025 for herself. This is a challenging thing. Like, she's got the business lined up. It's calm. It's working. It's a great process. She's got people under her. She's been doing podcast editing well for a long time. They've got video on lock. And she said that she's not sure where her next challenge will come from. She also briefly mentions that she's not sure where podcast editing and the industry in terms of how a business can serve it will be going. So in terms of the next level for podcast editing, talking with Jesse McCune in Tanziaster Academy, another channel you should look at, I think strategy, like the next level of things that the ordinary podcaster can't do, I think is the thing. So we're talking about everything around the editing. The editing is becoming simpler and easier with AI stuff, you know, even content, show notes, titling, thumbnails, episode cover art, and all that stuff is getting easier. But the stuff that makes podcasts great and feeds the information back to people for reflection and then making actionable advice for where podcasts can go and how to proceed to improve and get better, that's where I think the next goal is. And while most people don't feel like at the moment they should or have to pay for consultations from people, that's where the next level of people are going to be at. So for myself, I thought I would be doing podcast editing, like audio, video editing, and that's it, and slowly get more and more authoritative, more and more expensive, but it's just not scalable. That's probably what Brianna's found as well. So I'll be diving into my clients' situations. That's what I want to do in terms of providing strategy and analysis and additional value for what my clients pay to get things done. So if you're an editor and you're at the ceiling of where your editing can go, you've mastered it, you are a sensei of the DAW, then that might be worth considering. But for Brianna specifically, my 2025 goal, which would probably relate to you as well, is to practice soundscaping and sound design. I think the podcasting interview, the interview format, is going to either die or fade away into obscurity and be too mainstream after a while. And I think the next level of editing skill that's going to be valuable is the ability to create unique environments. And I know I'm name dropping this entire episode, but Mason, Jordan, and Tucker of PodCube do a fantastic job of something that I aspire to. And Brianna, if you're listening to this, check out PodCube and see if it's something that you'd like to do yourself. And I know for myself and some of my clients, I'm going to have a few passion projects rolling where my goal for 2025 to improve is sound design. So watch this space for me doing that. The other thing that really resonated with me and that I think is an important lesson for any podcasting professional doing their thing is spending too much time at the desk. I know that for myself, last year, I spent way too much time at the desk. I overloaded myself in terms of work, and it's affected both my health and like even my physical makeup to the point where I'm like, I used to be strong, muscular, healthy, like nutritionally balanced, whereas that kind of flew out the window last year for me. Brianna was talking about just being in that small space for too long, and she goes into more detail in the video, but I'm exactly the same, but I got a few goals for myself this year to try and pursue in 2025 to make things a little bit better for myself. But it's a lesson for you as well, both the podcaster and the podcasting professional. It's so easy for everything to be virtual and digital and to spend a lot of time at your desk. If you can change your environment or make sure that you've got a physical exercise regime in place that ensures that you can, you know, stay healthy, keep doing the things that you need to do to make sure that your health markers are great, and it's just going to help with everything. I could tell you that very specifically. Brain fog goes away, your cognitive performance improves, and just generally, when you're not diving for a packet of chips at the end of the day, and instead you've got like a healthy meal and you've had a great set of food all day, it just makes you feel so much better. So that is my advice to you. Not Brianna, I know you're going to figure that out for yourself, but to you listening right now, make sure that you're keeping your health in mind. So that was all I wanted to say. Very short one. I want to get used to recording more kind of shower thoughts about podcasting like this on this podcast. If you are thinking about doing sound design or are doing it and thinking about how it fits into podcasting, if you're thinking about the next level for podcast editors as professionals in the industry, or if you are looking to stand up more and get around and make sure that you can actually, you know, healthily sustain an existence beyond 5 years ahead of yourself, then I certainly hope you can follow along with this podcast and hear about how I progress, because I'll give you guys updates. I don't know how much detail you want, but if you do want detail, get in touch and I'll put it in an episode. You can contact me, business@mbpod.com. Jump in the show notes for affiliate links to the programs that that I support and that I believe will help you. And we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
That was a voice note from Matt. Come back.
Oh, yeah. Good God, that intro has to go. I'll do better next time. I promise. Okay, bye. When you're focused and in flow, you're the most productive you'll ever be. Time slips away and the outside world disappears. Reflection and ideation have never been easier. Now, what if music could help you get there, and you could support this podcast while you do? Brain.fm delivers functional music made for your brain that shifts your focus through entrainment. With different modes for deep work, chilling out, sleeping, and even meditating, there's an entrainment model you can use to improve any activity. I personally use Brain.fm's deep work setting when I'm editing podcasts and writing copy, because it reduces distractions and reliably brings my brain into flow state. It means I can focus for long periods of time and ignore distractions. There's even a mode for ADHD brains that increases the neural effect level to keep your attention And I'll admit, I use this one constantly. I urge every podcaster I meet to give brain.fm a go. And when you head to brain.fm/RTP, that's Rethinking Podcasting, you'll get a 30-day free trial. And when you make a purchase, you'll be supporting this podcast. So head to brain.fm/RTP for your free trial with more focus, deep work, and relaxation. Link is also in the show notes.